There is a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, where the chometz she'oval of Pesach is an isa deraisa and isa derabanan. We paskan like Rabbi Shimon. How do we know we paskan like Rabbi Shimon? Because we have the Mishnah on Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph that says chometz shel nochri she'oval all of Pesach is mutter. And the reason why it's mutter is because we assume mishum she'nemar. We don't have the Gemara corrected the gear, so we have in the Mishnah she'nemar. The Gemara says no. The correct reading should be mishum shenam, because there's a violation of bali rabbi motzei, so there's a penalty in the rabbanon. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, chometz shel rab pesach is an isa deraisa. It's not a penalty. So even if the chometz belong to hegdish, and even if the chometz belong to akum, and even if the chometz is a bliya and a kli, and there's no bali rabbi motzei, there still will be chometz shel rab pesach. And how do you know that an isa can be chal on a blia? Maybe an isa can be chal on I have a piece of meat and I cook it with milk, so it becomes basa b'cholah. But I have a fleshik pot and I cook milk in the pot. How do you know that the blia fleshiks in the pot become, it can be chal a dina basa b'cholah on a blia? So the Chazanish says we see it from the pasuk of Mariko Shtifa, that it says if you cook the chatos and the klicheres, umarek l'shuta b'mayim, you have to do hagola. Why? Because the chatas that you cook today is Monday, so a chatas nechel shnei yamim, a chatas is nechel yom v'layla at chatzos min haTorah all night long. And midirabbanan k'dei lahachi k'sod manaveira. The first Mishnah bracha says you only eat the chatas till chatzos. So on the level of the rice, when it comes alos hashachet tomorrow morning, the chatas becomes nifsal belina and it turns into noisa. But I ate up the Kohanim and the Azara ate up the whole Chatas. There's nothing left. And they washed out the pot and it's spick and span. It's clean. The pot is clean. So what do you have to kasher it for? The answer is because the Bliya will become nicer if I leave it till tomorrow morning. You see that the Isa Noiser is Chal on a Bliya. So just like the Isa Noiser is Chal, so the Isa Chametz can also be Chal. So I have a Chametz Dika pot that I cooked in it spaghetti. And there are Pesel for breakfast, China, I had spaghetti. And then I wash it out and I put it away in the closet. So there's no bali rabbi matzah. So if you're all like Reb Shimon, whenever there's no bali rabbi matzah, there's no problem of chametz shel rab pesach. So there's no need to sell kelim that are chametz dik. The poskim all point out if you sell the kelim, then you buy it back from the guy. You have to be tovel the kelim. There's a din of tefilas kelim. If you buy a kosher kli from a guy, you have to be tovel. If you buy a trefik kli, first you have to kasher it either with libun or hagola. However, it was balea. If you have that, we're going to get too soon. If you have, let's say, a rotisserie, if you have a broiler and I broiled trefus steaks on it, so then I have to do libum. Since it was balea, they ash, so the kashering, the kosherization process has to be all day ash. You have to do libum. And if you have a pot that I cook trefa flesh with soup, with reutev in it, then I have to do hagoli. You don't need libun. You only need libun if it was balea, baliam tzos hamayim. If you broiled something on it. If you fried something, that's at the big machlekes in Tosfos and Shulchan Aruch, whether, let's say, I have a frying pan and I always fried trefa chicken or trefa meat. So do you say, since you have a little bit of oil there in order to fry it, so that's like ayidei reutev, bem tzos hamayim, so you need is hagoli. Or do you say, no, since you just have a little bit of oil, you don't have so much oil.
You have that Torah Semis thing that I gave you? You sealed it already?
So if you fry something in a frying pan, that's a machlekes harishonim. That's a machlekes harishonim, whether you need hagola or libun for the trefa frying pan. Do you say that since you put in a little bit of oil, so it's like adam tzos hamayim, so all you need is hagola, kibola kachpoto, or do you say, no, you don't have so much oil. If it's a deep fry, and if you have a few inches deep of burning hot oil, so then you put in hot dogs and you put in french fries there. So if you have a deep fry, that's mamish al-yidei roitev. So then all you have to do is hagola with burning hot water. Even though the evaporation point of water is 212. And when you're going to do hagola, you're going to do hagola. B'mayim, it's not going to, once it reaches Tuv Tov, it's going to evaporate. And when it was Balea, they deep fry with oil, the evaporation of oil, evaporation point of oil is higher than 212. So the Blia was, it was nivla into the frying pan, into the deep fry with a higher degree temperature. So that doesn't matter. That doesn't bother me. Even though the Blia was a higher temperature than 212, we do Agala with 212, that's okay. That'll take out the whole trefus. But if it's not a deep fry, just frying with a little bit of oil, that's a machlek sevishanim. Yeah. How do we paskin? So Mechaber makes a pshara between Pesach and Shar Yisurim. What is that based on? Rabbi Yosef Kara writes a chilek that for Pesach, a frying pan where I fried the chametz items, I fried chametz spaghetti, let's say, with oil. I always have oil in it. So for Pesach, we would be mekel, that is enough with Hagola. And for Trefus, we would be machmer. Why? Because there's a Gemara in the last daf in Maseches Avodah Zarah, the last Amud Aleph in Maseches Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah ends on Amud Beis. So the last Amud Aleph in the Masechta, the Gemara has Akasha. How come in the end of Chumash Bamidbar, it says there was Melchemes Midyan, and Bnei Yisrael won the war. And because they won the war, so they took over all the trade for pots and pans from the Midyanim. The soldiers have to eat food, so they have a whole staff preparing food for the soldiers. So they prepared trade for food. So they had a kasher, all the trade for pots and pans. So the Torah says some of the pots and pans needed libun. They had a kasher it out with libun. And if you cook the trefah soup in a pot, then you need hagola. Sometimes hagola, sometimes limon. How come in Parshas Tzav, when it says that you cook the korban chatos in a pot, so in the klina choshes mushala, if you cook the chatos in a pot, the morak v'shuta b'mayim, you do hagola, and mariko shtifa means after you do the hagola, you rinse it off with cold water. He said that's Taisus writes on the Omid Aleph, the last Omid Aleph and the last Daf in Avodah Zarah. Taisus asked the question, why is it that there's such a widespread meaning that when you do Hagola, right after you do Hagola on a fork or on a knife or a pot or something, right after you do Hagola, you rinse it off with cold water. What is that all about? Why do you have to rinse it off? So Taisus thinks that it's probably only a Zecher l'Mariko Shtifa. When you have a Beis HaMikdosh and you cook the Chatos in a pot, then after you do Hagola Bereischin, of Morak Vushuta, one is Bitzayin and one is Bechamin. After you do the Hagola with burning hot water, then you rinse it off with the cold water. But in Chulin, there is no such thing that you need Mariko Shtifa. So we want to make a Zecher. We haven't had a Beis HaMikdash for almost 2,000 years, and the whole mitzvah of Mariko Shtifa has been forgotten. We don't observe it. It never comes up. Mariko Shtifa is only by Kodshim. It doesn't even apply to Truma. If I cook truma in a pot, there's no dinner Mariko Shtifa. Just do Hagola. I want to be able to cook food for non-Kohanim. If you cook truma in a pot, then whatever you're going to cook soup, it's only going to be roi for Kohanim because it's going to have a blia from the truma. And even if you wait till Leina Ben Yomos, I mean, the whole blia will be nice and tam lev gamba. I mean, the Rabbanan, it's a gzei Leina Ben Yomos to Ben Yomos, so you can't cook food for Yisraelim or for Levim in the pot that you once cooked the truma. So you have to kasher the pot. So when you kasher a pot, because it has a bliya truma, there is no din that you need Mariko Shtifa. That's only by kochim, only by chatas. It doesn't apply. I don't even know if it applies to kochim kalam. Could be the Mishnah says it doesn't even apply to kochim kalam. Only to kochim. Only to chatas and osham could be. So we have the meaning that we rinse off the pot after we finish the Hagola with cold water, that we make a zechet. There used to be a shalotish takach, the whole mitzvah of Mariko Shtifa shouldn't be forgotten. So after we finish do Hagola, Mariko Shtifa is a mitzvah. Hagola, you don't say a bracha. When you have a tray for pot, you have a chometz de kekli, you want to make a kosher pes, you don't recite a bracha, it's a matir. When you do Mariko Shtifa, that's a mitzvah, so then you say a bracha. Because you rinse it off with cold water. That's not part of the heter. What is that all about? So the whole thing, that whole procedure is a mitzvah. Then you have to do Mariko Shtifa in the Mikdosh. Can't do it chutzla. It's only on kelim that were balea chatas kochi kochim chatas and osham. The oil you don't cook, the oil you burn on the mizbech. It's the whole kula kolo. You burn the whole thing. Other carbonas, you only burn the chalev, the emurim, and the rest is eaten by the kohanim, by the Yisraelim. But by the oil, the whole thing is burnt on the mizbech. So you're not supposed to cook it first. If it's mevushal first, then it's not. Then the haktor is not going to be called reach nichoyach. You're not supposed to cook the besar ha'ilu before you burn it. You're not supposed to cook the wine before you do nisach ha'yayin. Yayin mevushal is pasal nisach. And you have dam. Dam shebishla is also pasal lizrak al gabi ha'mizbeach. That's why the din is, we pass in halacha that dam shebishla is only anisa de rabbana. I take mamish dam and I cook it anisa kares and I cook the dam. So dam shebishla is mutam and atar, it's only awesome de rabbana. There are more paskins like that based on the Gemara. The Sfardim have a whole deal whether the Mechaber agrees or disagrees. That's a shayla for Sfardim. I think they also assume, like the Ramah, that Dam Shebishla is only the Rabbanim. But Dam Shebishla is no good in the Beis HaMikdash. Dam Shebishla is not kosher. Zvika al gabi hamizbech. So that's why there's no Isa deraisa if you eat Dam Shebishla. And Yai Mevushal is not royal in Isa al gabi hamizbech. So that's why, since we can't use it, lenasach agabi hamizbech, so the goyim in the days of the Tanoim, the goyim wouldn't use it to be menasach for their avodah zara either. Sometimes you have a goy who'll be menasach water in front of the avodah zara. Okay, have all kinds of things. But if you don't know one way or the other, and you're just choshish that the nochri handled kosher wine, and you're afraid maybe he was menasachid, so the Gemara says, you don't have to be concerned unless it's wine, yayin she'enu mevushal, because just like we're not allowed to use yayin mevushal for Nisach, Gabi HaMizbech, for the mitzvah, Chosman is Kem Kem Duber. So the Goyim for Avodah Zarah, but their klal wouldn't use it. So that's why they would never Goyzer. If a Goy processes the wine, let's say Welch's grape juice, it's all done by Goyim. So that's Usser, because wine, Yayin Shal Nochrim, is also because of Ben Hasayim, because it may lead to intermarriage. The main Issa was Mishum Ben Hasayim. Just like they asked Pasakum and Bishalakum, Mishul Ben Hasayim, it may lead to intermarriage, so they asked Stam Yenam, Mishul Ben Hasayim. Tosfos writes there in Avodah Zarah, if the whole chashash, if the whole reason why they wanted to aser Yayin Stam Yenam of the Nochri is because of chashash Nisuch, it's such a far-fetched chashash, they would never have made such a Nisuch. The fellow, the Nochri, pours it in front of his Avodah Zarah, as a matana to his Avodah Zarah, and then he's going to give it to a human being to eat. Very far-fetched. But once they ask it, Stam Yena, because of Ben Hasayim, may lead to intermarriage. I may like the next-door neighbor's wine so much, I want to marry his daughter in order to have a lifetime supply of this delicious wine that he makes. So they ask it, this Stam Yena, because of Ben Hasayim. And once you make an Isa that has a good consideration, a reasonable consideration, then you can even make a light plug, then you can even extend it more. So the initial, that's what Tais explains there, the initial prohibition of Stam Yainam was Mishum Ben Hasayim may lead to intermarriage. And then they said, and also if a Nochri handled the wine with his own hands, then there's a concern maybe he was Menasachet, far-fetched Chashash. So we're going to answer it even Bahanoah. Pasakam and Bishalakam is only Asa Bachila. So if the whole prohibition of Stam Yenam is because Ben Hasayim should only be Asa Bishtir, should be Mutar Bahanoah, but because of the added far-fetched concern of maybe he was Menasachet, so then we throw in also an Issa Hanoah. And then we also throw in an Isser that even if the wine was processed by a Jew, but the waiter, the Goyish waiter poured the wine. So I'm going to marry the waiter's daughter. He's not going to have a lifetime supply of wine. I may want to marry if the wine was processed by a Jew, by a guy, I may want to marry his daughter in order to have a lifetime supply. I'm not going to marry the daughter of the waiter. But once they made the Isser on Stam Yena, Mishum Ben Hasayim, then they threw in also, if the guy handles Jewish wine, so he asks that too, Mishum Chashash Nisach. But if it's Yai Mevushal, then there's no Chashash Nisach. But if the guy processed the wine, then it doesn't help that it's Yai Mevushal. Yai Mevushal only takes off the Chashash Nisach. Doesn't take off the chashash of Mishum Ben Hasayim. Yeah, years ago they had the Yiddish newspaper used to cut, it was a daily. So they used to, every day they would write everything that's going on in the Jewish world. So they wrote up, one fine day they wrote up. When I was a student at Rabbi Soloveitchik, I was your age, I was student in Rabbi Soloveitchik's class. They wrote, who read the, I didn't read the Yiddish newspaper. Hardly anybody read it. So Rabbi Soloveitchik came in one day. He was so upset. Did you see what it said yesterday in the Yiddish newspaper that the, just like we have a Rabbinical Council of America for the Orthodox rabbis, so the conservative have the Rabbinic Assembly. They have a conference of rabbis. So they had a group of poskim, the Moira HaRoa for the conservative movement. So they poskim that Welch's grape juice is mutter because it's Yayim Uvushal. So he said, that's ridiculous, Yayim Uvushal. So he said to the students, does anybody understand why? We didn't know what it's all about. So he said, ask Aaron. Rabban Lichtenstein was a student then. I don't think he was married yet. So he asked Aaron, he'll explain to you after the shiur. So he explained to us what Rav Soloveitchik had said on another occasion. That's Gemara's like that. The two different reasons why they prohibited Stam Yenum. One is Mishum B'nai Sehem. That's the real reason. And then once they asked that, then they threw in also Chashash Nisa. They wouldn't have made, I said, they wouldn't have made a Nisa because of Chashash Nisa, because it's a Milsa B'la Shchicha. It's very far-fetched. The Goy is going to even Asach Hitla B'rizot, then he's going to give it to a boss of a dump to drink. Very far-fetched. But once they made the Yisa, Mishum B'nai Sehem, that's not far-fetched. Unfortunately, that's happening every day. The Jews are eating Pasakam and Bisholakam and drinking Stam Yenim, and they're marrying, and more than 75% of the Jews are intermarried because we violate all these Gzeiris, Mishum B'Nesem, and it leads to intermarriage. And once they made the Issa, so they threw in also the Chashash of Nisa. Yeah. Yeah, what are the...
Yeah, Rabbi, I think before you're explaining the difference between Pesach and everything else,
yes.
Pesach v'Shulchan Aruch.
Yes. So the Gemara on the last Amud Aleph in Maseches Avodah Zarah poses a question. How come in Parshas, where is it? Maseh, I think, when it has Melchemes Midyan, so it says sometimes you have to kasher the Trefik Kelim that they got from the kitchen, from the army of Midyan. Sometimes he kasha them. Kol davar she'avi ba'esh, tavir ba'esh. The broilers you have to kasha with libun. Kol she'avi ba'esh, tavir ba'mayim. Then you have to do hagola. And how come in Parshas Tzav, when the Torah says, if you cook the korban chatos in a pot, and the klina choshes mushala, umorak v'shut ba'mayim, you have to do mariko shtifa. Why doesn't it say that sometimes you have to, if you broil the chatos, that you have to do libun? How come it only says that if you cooked in a clean choshes bushala, if you're mavasha lechatos in a clean choshes, then you should do hagola. And then it says, and if you cooked it in a clean cheres, he shover, because he can't, hagola doesn't help. That's the Gemara on Laman on the base. Dofi means a psul. A person has a dofi, means has a psul. Mamzeris, or there's something wrong with them. Apikiris, dofi. So the kli that's treif is called an yotzei de dofio. The psul, the pot is treif. It has a treif of bli, and it's a kli cheres. They can't do hagola. So the Gemara poses a question: how come it doesn't say in Parshas Tzav that sometimes you need libel? So there's a machlekes abai v'rava. What's the answer to the question? Everything is based on chumash. All the dinim are based on chumash. How come Parshas Tzav it doesn't say either Libun or Hagola? It only says Hagola. So Abai quotes a Melitza from a Pasuk in Iyov, Yaged Olav Reo. Yaged Olav Reo means Hu Adinami. Once you get to the Melchemes Midyan, and it says there are two ways to kasher Trefa Kelim, either they Libun or they Hagola. So Hu Adinami, in Parshas Tzav, if you broil the chatos on a broiler, then you need Libun. If you cooked it, the Beklin Achosh is Bushola. If you cooked it with a lot of Reitiv, then all you need is Hagola. We don't paskin like Abai. Whenever there's a Machloikas Abai v'Rava, we paskin like Rava, except for the Yalkagam. The six cases, this is not one of the Yalkagam. So the din is like Rava. So Rava says, not correct. You don't say Yagad Olav Re'eh, Bozeh V'Limer Alzeh. No, your only time that you sometimes need Liban, sometimes you need Hagola, that's only if it's Yisura Bola. The Midyonim ate Chaza. They ate Trefus, Nevelus, a Trefus, Basa Becholov. They ate real Trefus stuff. So if you broiled it on a broiler, then you need Libun. And if you cooked it with a lot of Reita, then it's enough Hagola. But in Parshas Tzav, it's talking about I cooked Chatos, and the Kohanim ate it on the Achatas is Nechel Yom Velayla. At Chatzos, so the Kanam ate it in Yazor, Zichri Kuna ate it in Yazor, Yom Velayla at Chatzos. if then I have to kasha the pot, have to do Marika Shtifa. Why? Because even though the Kohanim ate it up, and there's only I washed out the pot and I put it back in the cabinet in the Beis Hamikdash where they cook all the chatos or the zecher kunah should be able to eat it. I put it back in the cabinet and it's spick and span. It's clean, but the iser noiser can be chal on the bli on the pot. That's what the Chazon Ish pointed out. So the iser noiser will be chal. But initially, when it was Nivla, it was not treif; it was a terabola. So that's what Rava says. The only time you need, sometimes Libun, sometimes Hagola, that's if it's Isurabola, by Klei Midyan. But by the Chatos and Parshas Tzav, you don't say Bozev Libun Azayagar Olaver. You don't say it like that. Since it was a terabola, at the time that it was Nivla into the pot, it was Mutter. So then, once you do Hagola, it's good enough. Because Heterabola, there's no problem. What's the beer? Just because Heterabola, why is it enough? So there's a run on the Rif. The Ran has a running commentary on the Rif. So in Yeridea, they quote the Ran on the Rif in Perakal HaBasar, and Chulin gives the following explanation. Last year we learned Chulin, so some of us will remember from last year what the Ran explained. So that's one difference between Heterabola and Isurabola. That if it's Isura Bola, sometimes you need Libun, sometimes Hagola. Heter Bola, you never need Libun. Then there's another difference between Heter Bola and Isura Bola that Tosis points out over here. The bottom Tosis talks about a din of not by not. Dogm Sha'ola Bekari, not by not is a Rosh Tevis. What does it mean? I remember years ago there was a fellow learned in Torah V'das. So he was making fun of Wayu. Then in Wayu, everything goes with Rosh Tevis. So it's Wayu, and it's Reitz is a Rosh Tevis, and Akam is Albert Einstein College of Medicine, is Akum, and everything else is Rosh Tevis. So he thought that Nat Barnat was made up in Wayu. Nat Barnat is in Yerideya. It stands for Noisen Tam Bar Noisen Tam. We didn't invent all the Rosh Tevis in the world. Some of them we invented, and some of them we borrowed from other people. So Nat Barnat means like this. The Gemara has a din. Tosis quotes it. You see, the bottom Tosis on Lamed Amud Aleph, on the second line, they quote from Chulin, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. So it says, Dogim Sha'olu B'Kaira. The Kaira is a fleshic plate. I fried fish, and I take the burning hot fish, and I put it on a cold plate. The cold plate happens to be fleshic. So did the fish become fleshic or not? So the Gemara says, the plate is cold, but the fish is burning hot. I just fried the fish and I put it on the cold plate. So dogim shaola b'kaira muta lo'ochlam b'kutach. Kutach is something that's milchik. Happens to be chametz also. Kutach habavli is listed in the Mishnah in the third parak as something that's chametzik. It has a taruvus of chametz in it, but happens to be milchik also. So the fish, the burning hot fish that was put on a fleshik plate, gets a blia fleshik in it, but it's permissible to eat it with kutach. Why isn't it basim b'cholam? So the answer is that's called not by not. That's nois and tam by nois and tam. The fish don't have flesh in them. The fish only have ablia. I put burning hot flesh on a plate. So the meat was balua. I put burning hot meat on a plate. So the plate is balea, some of the meat. Then I wash the plate off. So all the flesh on the surface is removed, but the blia flesh below the surface, there's a blia flesh. Then I put burning hot fish on top of the plate. The plate is cold. I just put the burning hot fish on top of the fish is parva. Fish is not fleshy. So then the blia of meat that was balua in the plate is not going to move. And it's going to be nivla into the fish. So that's called a noisen tam by noisen tam. It's a tam sheni. The tam rishon is that the meat was balua in the plate. And now the blia from the plate goes into the piece of fish. It's a nois and tam by nois and tam. And it's not treif yet. So the nois and tam by nois and tam, now I want to mix it with some milk. So that's the din. If it's already a tam of a tam, the first tam was nibla into the plate. and the second time was nibla into the fish, and it's still mutter, so then anisa can't be chal on a nice and tam by nice and tam. But what if, let's say, I cooked the trefa meat? I took a trefa piece of meat and put it, a burning hot piece of trefa meat, and I put it on a plate, and the plate has a blia of trefa meat, and then I put the fish, a burning hot fish, on top of the cold plate. So then it's going to be an esen tam of a trefa blia, trefa meat, not kosher meat, a terrible. It's going to be an esen tam of a trefa piece of meat, or I'd had a non-kosher fish, or a non-kosher piece of an envela, whatever. A non-kosher food was burning hot and was nivla into the plate. And then that trefa blia goes from the plate into the fish that I put, the hot fish I put. That's a nesen tam, a nesen tam of isura bola. So then it is osa. Not banat the isura is osa, not banat the heter is muta. So the ran and chulin, that's in perikol abasa. On the Rif, the Rana Chulin has a lot to say, and they quote him a lot in Yeridea. The Shulchan Aruch quotes the Taz and the Shach, they all quote a lot from the Ran. He's fantastic. The Ran on the Rif is fantastic. So the Ran there explains that these two dinim are basically the same. When you ever have a not by not, so it's not such a strong tam. We may call it tam kolush. It's a weaker tam. And the same thing, if you have a trefa kli, I broiled a korban chatas on a broiler. I broiled a chatas on a broiler, and then we get the kohanim to eat the chatas. Yom alayla at chatzos in the azara. They're eating in the azara. Then they finish eating it, and they wash out the broiler, and the broiler is clean. So instead of doing libun, I'm going to do hagolah. I was supposed to do libun. Instead, I did hagolah. So the libun would have knocked everything out, would have removed all the treifetam. Same thing if you do hagola on a kli that needs hagola, so we assume hagola knocks out the whole tray for tam. But if you do hagola on a kli that needs libun, it'll knock out ruba the ruba of the tray for tam, but it will remain behind the tam kolush. So that's what the Gemara says: not banat the hetera is muta, not banat the isur is also. Why? A tam kolush of an isur is sufficient to retain the isur. The isur was there yesterday. The thing was tray. Originally, it started off, the Goyim used the treif kelim when they were cooking chazer in the army, in the Midian army. So the treif kelim have a blia of treif. So if you'll do hagola, instead of doing libun on the broiler, all that will remain behind will be a tam kolish. But a tam kolish is sufficient to retain an isa. That's enough to say tam ki ikar. But if you have a kosher broiler that I always was careful only to use it for kosher meat, and then I'm going to do hagol instead of doing libun, so the whole time that'll remain will only be a tam kolush. So tam kolush, and then I'm going to broil milchiks on the broiler. I'm going to broil some cheese on the broiler. So, and now you're afraid, what? I'm going to do milchiks on the broiler. I'm going to make the broiler into basa b'cholov. No, but it's still mutter. Tam kolish is not enough that if you have a tam kolish of flesh, that's not enough if it joins with milk. That's not enough to begin. That an isa should be chal on it. If you have an isa already was chal, and then have a not by not, it's a tam sheni, I did hagol instead of libun, so it knocks out ruba the ruba of the tam all you have left behind in the kli, is a tam kolish. A tam kolish is not enough of a tam that an isa should be chal on it. So if it's a terabola, then you don't need, then you won't need libun. It'll be enough with hagola. And then not by not will be mutter. But if it's a tam kolish of iser, a tam kolish of isa is sufficient to retain the isa. See, there is a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid, on the level of the raisa, when the Torah says that they broiled, they cooked a korban chatos in the klei nechoshes bushola. They cooked a korban chatos in a copper kli, in the klei nechoshes bushola. So then you have to do mariko shtifa. When do you do the mariko shtifa? After it was nifsal balina, you do the mariko shtifa tomorrow morning. They brought the chatas today. So minatora the karen can eat it all night long, but the rabbanon have to finish eating it by midnight. So let's say they finished eating it by midnight. Then you have to do mariko shtifa. When do you do the mariko shtifa? after Alos HaShachar, after the Rebbe was Nifsal Belina, after the Rebbe turned into Noisar, or do you do it before? So that's two opinions in Tosis, in Perek Dam Chatos. Here, Tosis keeps on quoting things from Perek Dam Chatos. Where do they have? One of the other Tosis it was. Where is it? Is that an armored base? Yeah, on the Tosis Hatara Heida, Tosis on armored base. And Perek Dam Chatos is in Zvachim Dav Tzadik Vav, Dav Tzadik Dav, a different dinim from Zvachim Dav Tzadik Vav. Yeah. So there's a little Tosis there, has the two opinions, they're not sure. In this point, the two opinions in Tosis happens to be a machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam writes a very strange Hebrew. The Rambam wrote the Mishneh Torah in Mishnaic Hebrew. It's not biblical Hebrew, it's not modern Hebrew, it's Mishnaic Hebrew. Psanu Anushtek. They write the Sefer Mishnaic Hebrew. So he writes, when you cook the korban chatas and the kli, you have to do merikah shtifa ekev achila. Ekev. What does the word ekev mean? So the Ravid asks, I'm not sure what he means with ekev, but I think the Ravid says, I think you have to wait till it becomes noisar. What are you going to do? Hagola on a kli? That's kosher. So the Ravid says you have to wait till it comes the morning that the klina choshes in which you cook the korban chatos becomes pasul, becomes osa bachila. It's because it nifsal belina, the bliya, and the pot becomes treif because it has noisar. Nifsal belina becomes noisar. So after it becomes treif, then you have to do hagola. And the Rambam says, no, you have to do the hagola ekev achila, immediately after. Rav Soloveitchik said, from the Rambam it would appear that he understood pshat v'hoyo, ekev tishmuun, eis ha-mishpatim v'hoyle, shmatim ha-sisem ha-isom, shema ha-sham l'kach l'cho ha-sabris v'sa-chesed, there's going to be schar v'yoynish. The beginning of Parsha is ekev. Dvarim ha-schan and ekev. So ekev doesn't only mean biglal, ekev means immediately following. There's going to be schar. If a person does, if you follow the laws of the Torah, there'll be immediately you will be rewarded. You'll get schar right away. That's how the Rambam uses the usage of the verb ekev, immediately following. So the Rambam holds that you do mariko shtifa before it becomes lina, before it's nifsal belina. According to the Rambam, we understand it very well. The Rambam says if you do hagola on a kli that really needed libun, if you do Hagola on the Kli, they really needed Libun, so the Hagola will knock out 98% of the Trefis, and with a little bit of Trefis that'll be remain behind in the Kli will be a Tam Kolush, and the Issa Nursa can't be Chalan on Tam Kolush. So the whole Hezbeh that the Ran gives, the Issa Nursa can't be Chalan on Tam Kolush, that's only meaningful if you're going to do the Marika Shtifa before it becomes, before Lina. Ekev achila means immediately after you finish eating it, before this man, before it turns into Yisr. Once it's going to turn into Yisr, then it's still a tam chozak. It's not a tam kolush. Then in Yisr Nosa will be chal. Then it won't be enough later on to do hagola. Then you will need libun if the chatas was broiled in a broiler. Yeah, so that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Ravid. When does the mitzvah Mariko Shtif apply? Machloikas are Rishonim, such an important topic, 2 days in Tosis. Fundamental machloikas, when the Torah has this mitzvah, Mariko Shtifa, that you say a brocha on. Tosis points out when you do Hagola, you don't say a brocha. It's a matir. When you salt the meat to take out the dam, you don't recite a brocha. When you do Nikur HaChelev, when you cut out the Giranash, you cut out the Chelev, you're not performing a mitzvah. If you leave everything in and you cook it, everything will become treif. So you have to cut out the chute hadam, you have to cut out the chelev, you have to remove the gin anasha. You shouldn't leave all the treifa stuff there, but that's not a mitzvah. But when you do merika shtifa, the merika is bechamen and the shtifa is betzainen. So what do you need betzainen for? Betzainen is not part of the rinse it off with cold water. That's not part of the matir. That's a psalm mitzvah. And the din is merika shtifa has to be done in the azara. There's a mishnah has to be done in the azara. So that's a mitzvah. So since it's a mitzvah, you say a bracha on that.
Is it just by Marika Shtifa Chatas that we would say it's a mitzvah and you have to say a bracha? Or even by the other kachikachim?
I think that it applies by all kachikachim. I think even though the pasuk talks about Chatas, Chatas is a mashal of kachin kachin. The Gemara says it does not apply to truma, and I have to look in the Gemara. I think it does not apply to kachim kalim either. I think it's only by kachin kachin. And chatas is assumed to be a mashal of kachin kachin. And the oil is kachin kachin, but you don't burn it. The oil is supposed to burn on the mizbech, so you don't cook it first. If you cook it first, then it'll be lacking in the ishei reich nechayach, because it won't smell the same. If you burn raw meat, then it has a stronger smell than if you burn meat that was cooked with a liquid. So these are the two differences between hetera bala versus isura bala. And according to the Ran, it's the exact same din, that not by not the hetera is mutter, that's dog mshal of a kaira. And the second din is that if you did hagola on a kli that needs libun, so it removes the overwhelming majority of the treifa blia, of the blia, it's not treifa, it's a terabola. Whatever blia will remain behind will be considered a tam kolush. And a tam kolush is not enough that an isa should be chal on it. And if it already has an isa from before, it's already isa, tam kolush is enough to retain the isa. But it's not enough that you should say an isa can be chal on a tam kolush, that it cannot happen. So the shayla is like this. Let's say I have chametz dik. Baking tins. I have baking tins that I bake challahs on them. And I wash them off before Pesach, and I want to kasher them to be able to use them for Pesach. So I'll do Hagolah. Will Hagolah be sufficient? It was Balea the Chametz directly. Baliam Tzolos Hamayim. So do you say that you need Libun? Or maybe you should say Chametz Kodem HaPesach is Hetera Bola. It's not Isura Bola. Chametz is Mutter all year long. Chametz is also all year long in Beis HaMikdash for Menachas. Lo siyaf haChametz. Yeah, the Isa Chametz applies all year long in Beis HaMikdash with respect to Menachas. That there's an Isa, you're not allowed to let it become Chametzik. And if you did, then it's an Isa, it's possible, you're not allowed to eat it. But the question is, what about Chametz BePesach? Is Chametz all year long, is that called Hetera Bala? Or maybe I should say no, maybe it's already called Chametz, just it's not relevant all year long. But it's already, it has the shame chametz. See, basar b'chalav, if you only have basar, it didn't join with the chalav yet. That's mamash etera. It doesn't have a shame basar b'chalav yet till you cook it with the chalav. Or noisar, when I cook the chatas in a pot and it didn't come yet, alois hashachar, so it's not yet noisar. It's basar chatas, but it's not noisar yet. So that's mamash etera bala. So if you're going to convert the tam into a tam kolush, because you're going to do hagola on a kli that really needed libun, so you're going to convert the tam into a tam kolush. So then we say, an isa can't be chal on a tam kolush. Yeah. But over here, what do you mean the isa can't be chal? It already is chametz. It already has the shem chametz from before. But it doesn't have the isa chametz till it comes out of Pesach et chatzis. So that's a machlekes tesis in the Ramban. The tesis is right over here. On Laman on the base, the top tesis. On the top tesis on Laman on the base. Then it says, in the top tesis on Laman on the base, they're quoting a Gemara in Chulin, Daf Ches on the base Visham. What is Visham? So Visham means, whenever it says like that, it means, look on that Daf, there's a tesis that discusses the same topic. Here, take a look at the next tesis. Next tesis says, Perik Dam Chatas Daf Tzarek Vav Amar Aleph Visham. Means that in Zvachim Daf Tzarek Vav Amar Aleph, there's a tesis that discusses the topic also. Sometimes it says, they quote a Gemara, and it says in parentheses, Sham. So Sham means the same Maramokam as the previous Maramokam that they quote. But if they give you a daf and it says, that daf is Sham, means on that daf there is a Tesis. And it's usually Kedai to go through that Tesis. So this is, the Tesis quotes the Rabbeinu Tam Shita, the Chametz Kedem HaPesach is Hetera Bala. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, you never need Libun on anything that's Chametzik. When it comes, unless you want to kasher it on Pesach. On Pesach, it's already Isura Bala. But if you ever want to kasher before Chatzos, if you want to kasher the Chametz that you get before, even if it's a baking tin that you baked challahs on, you bake cakes on that, and the cake is nivla, the challah, the bread or the cake is nivla directly, it's b'liam tzolos hamayim. So then, according to Tosfos, it would be good enough with Hagodah. You would never they leave it. So we don't pass like that. The Shulchan Aruch is choshesh for the Ramban. Where's the Ramban? If you look in the Ran, on our daf, the Ran quotes the Ramban. The Ran Achulan also quotes the Ramban. Ramban disagrees with the Rabbeinu Tam. He holds that chametz shmei olav. All year long it's chametz. Not like noiser that you have to wait till tomorrow morning when it's nifsa belina, it becomes nicer. And by basa b'chalav, if you have a fleshik bliya and it didn't join with the chalav yet, so it's still hetera bala. It doesn't have a shame basa b'chalav yet. But here, chametz all year long has a shame chametz. The shame chametz is there. Just the yisur only applies on Pesach. So when it comes erev Pesach after chatzais, that's when all the yisurim begin. Men atarim the rabban or whatever. So the Ramban holds that's called yisur bala. That's even before Pesach. That's called Yisurabah because it already has the Shem Chametz. It's not called Heterabah. So the Mechaber says, if you have a frying pan, if you have a deep fry, so deep fry is, the bliya goes, all you're there, mitzos, 4 inches deep of oil. So deep fry that you do Hagol on that and shein. Even though the Hagol is going to be with water and the water, the boiling point is 212. So it's not going to get above that. And the oil, the boiling point is higher than 212. So it was much hotter. It was much hotter when it was nivla than later on when you're doing the kashering process. So that's not a problem. We say kibbalah kachpolta doesn't mean it has to be the same degree temperature. It just means it should have the same form of kashering. There are 3 different forms of kashering. So far, the chumash only has 2. Chumash has hagola and libun. So it says kolashiyava. It says in by clay midyan, parshas masay, I think. When they had the Mechemes Midyan, so it says, Kol ha-shi'ava ba'esh tavir ba'esh, whatever was balei al-yidei ha'esh, balei amtzos ha-mayim. So you need libun, Kol ha-shi'ava ba'esh tavir ba'mayim. Then you need ha-galah. The Chumash only has 2. The Gemara has a 3rd form that's called mi-levi'ir gimel yamin. Mi-levi'ir gimel yamin is like this. I have barrels of wine that there was goyish of wine was sitting in the barrel for more than 24 hours. So even though it's cold, and usually there's no b'liya b'tzainin, b'liya is only b'chamin. Chamin means yatzoledis. Anything below yatzoledis is called tzainin. How much is yatzoledis that we spoke about? So we're machmer for anything above 120. It's probably a chumra, but we're machmer anything above 120. And the Shemir Shabbos Kol Chos is machmer to 114 and above. Okay. So we spoke about that, what that gematria was. Where did he get the gematria 114? Okay. So if you have barrels that were balea stam yenam, because kovish kemevushal, if the liquidy wine is sitting in the barrel for more than 24 hours, so there's a blia bitzainen. A blia bechamin is only if it's yatzaled. I pour it in cold wine. Room temperature wine. So there's no blia right away, but there will be a blia after 24 hours. Kovish kemivushal. Kovish kemivushal, there are 3 different opinions. How long does it have to be kovish? So one opinion is 12 hours. One opinion is 24 hours. One opinion is 3 days. Yeah. Where are these 3 opinions? So Gemara says, the Gemara has a lashon in Chulin, in Perakol Abasa. If you soak a piece of meat in milk all day long. Eat Torah like kula yama bechelva. Torah means shoru, is shora. If you have a piece of meat sitting in milk for 24 hours, if it would be a trefa piece of meat sitting in milk, so it makes a blia kovish kamavushal, makes a blia bitzaina, kovish kamavushal, so then tam kiker, so you're not allowed to drink the milk. But if it's only kosher meat, so then it's not going to be basam b'chalav deraisa. Basam b'chalav deraisa only derach bishal asvatera. Only if the meat and the milk were cooked together. The Torah says, lo sevashal gdei b'chalei v'imai. So if you have a piece of meat soaking in a container of milk for 24 hours, the worst is going to be basam b'chalav derabon. It won't be basam b'chalav deraisa. Yeah. So the Gemara has a lashon, itore lekula yoma bechelva. If you soak the meat all day long in the milk, all day long, kula yoma, it doesn't become treif menater. It's only treif menater, it's only bas mechalav midrabbanan. But if it would have been a treifa piece of meat, not a kosher piece, a treifa piece of meat, nevela treifa, itore lekula yoma, then I would say kavish kamavushal, and it would be tam kika. How do you translate kula yoma? So some Rishonim say kuli yayma all day long. The day is 12 hours. Other Rishonim say, no, a day means a calendaric day of 24 hours. That's what we paskin. The kovish kamavushal has to be soaking for 24 hours. And then there's a third sheet that is absolutely not accepted, that you only say kovish kamevushal if it's soaking for 72 hours. It doesn't fit in. The Gemara says, beferish kola itore lekuli yoyma. If you soak the meat and the milk for 24 hours, kuli yoyma, all day long. So how do they fit in 72 hours? No, they got it because the din is kibola kach polto. How do you kasher a treif apart? However, it became treif, kibola kach polto. That's how you make a kosher. So Gemara says, if you have treif of barrels that held treif of wine, so how do you kasher them? But it's a bliya b'tzaynin. There's no chamin at all. So how do you kasher the treif of barrels? So the Gemara says, mi levi'iri gimel yomim. You take the barrel, you fill it up with water for a little more than 24 hours, then you spill out the water, then you fill it up again a second time with water, you let it sit soaking in the water for more than 24 hours, 24 and a half hours, then you spill it out, then you put water a third time. That's called milui v'yiru gimel yomim. So why do you have to have it soak for 72 hours, a little over 24 hours each time? So that's what these Rishonim understood. Oh, it must be that kovish kemevushal takes 72 hours. So kibola kach polta, the same way it's bolei ayde kovish in 72 hours. That's how you chase out. That's how kibola kach polta. That's how you maflit the blia by having it soak in water for 72 hours and changing the water every 24 hours and so on. So that's the third way. There are three ways to kasha. So the two ways appear in the chumash, libun and hagola. And the third way only appears in the Gemara, benegete stam yenam. And in the Rishalmi, the Ramban, and the Mohammed's quotes, in the Rishalmi, it says, benegete chametz. Let's say you have chametz dik glasses. All year long, you use these glasses for chametz. Let's say, glass is a bad example. Glass maybe is not bolea. The Sfardim, there was a big machlokes in the days of Rishonim. They experimented, and they had the impression that glass is not bolea. Glass is hardly bolea at all. It's mamish mashahu. And then we said that stainless steel is even bolea less than glass. So even though Ashkenazim are machmer on the glass, that we consider that glass is worse than other kelim. It's like klicheres. You can't even kasha. The mechaber is mekel on glass. We assume it's not bolea at all. The bolea is so insignificant. It's always just going to be mashu. It'll always be bottle. Whatever you got to put in, and the bolea will be a mashu. It'll be bottle. There's always going to be shishim. So in the Rama is machmer that it's worse than a regular kli. You treat it like a kli cheres. Yeah. So the third way to kasher, is mili v'yiru gimel yomim. So a group of Rishonim were of the opinion that why do you need mili v'yiru gimel yomim? Because kibola kach polto. How is it bale? It only works if the balea was betzainen. Mili v'yiru gimel yomim only works on tray for barrels, a tray for cups. Container, let's say you have earthenware container, a klicheris, and I put, sometimes I left it with milk for 24 hours in the refrigerator, in a mug, in a cup. So it has a blia, kovish kemevushal. It had milk sitting in it for 24 hours. So it makes it milchik. So how do you make it parva? So you can soak the milchik cup in water, leave it in a bathtub, and you have to keep on changing the water. After 24 hours, little after 24 hours, you change the water. The second time and the third time. Mili v'yiru gimel yamin. Yeah. It only works this kula. Mili v'yiru gimel yamin. The Gemara says only works if it's if the belia was betzainen. And then the Shach explains it only works if it's heterobola. It only works on stam yenam, because stam yenam is only a chumra. Mi'ikar adin stam yenam is really muta. It's only mishum b'dein seihem. So the whole thing is only a chumra. Whole thing is only a chumra, so we treat it as if it would have been heterbol. And then chametz kedem haPesach also a mekel. We consider the chametz kedem haPesach see if it's also heterbol. But let's say you would have some treifa juice, some orlo juice, a netervaya something, or some treifa juice would be soaking in a container for 24 hours. Then you wouldn't allow mili v'yiru gimel yomim to get the blia out. It's mili v'yiru gimel yomim works even if it's a kli cheres, because the barrels in the days of the Gemara, the wine barrels used to be made from earthenware, used to be kli cheres. So, and usually you say kli cheres, hagola doesn't help. But that's only if it had a blia b'chamin. But if it had a blia b'tzainen, then we assume that mili v'yiru gimel yomim would help. Then there's a further machlok. Let's say you had these barrels, Let's say you have the barrels that had chametz soaking in them. Has a bliya bitzaynin of chametz, a bliya bitzaynin of stam yenam. And the din would have been that mele v'yirigim yamin would help if you'd soak it for 24 hours and change the water three times, 72 hours, then it would help. So let's say instead of doing mele v'yirigim yamin, you want to do hagolah. So that's a machlokes in Rishonim. So the Torah says that's a kabbal chaima that helps. If mele v'yirigim yamin helps, you're just soaking it for 72 hours and changing the water, hagolah is better because you have burning hot water taking out the bliya. Even though it's a klicheris, and hatara hira klicheris, that hagolah doesn't help. But if it's only a hatera bala and the bliya was betzainen, then it's a kal v'chaymer. If mila v'yira helps, the hagolah certainly helps. Not all the Rishonim agree, but that's the accepted opinion, the way the tourists said. And whenever mila v'yira would work, then hagolah would also work. So that's the, so there's a machlekes between the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban. The top tesis on Laman on the days, we're going to have to get to it. Where the Chometz Kodem HaPesach is called Hetera Bola or Risur Bola. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, whenever you have Chometz Dike Kelim, you want to prepare them for Pesach, you never have to do Libun. You can always do Hagolah, provided you do the Hagolah before Chatzos on Erev Pesach. It's after Chatzos, it's already Isur Bola. So then Isur Bola, so Milu Yeru Gimel Yamim doesn't help. And if it's Isura Bola, let's say you have baking tins, and it's Isura Bola, then you're going to need Libun. But if you're going to kasher the baking tins before Chatzos, an hour before Chatzos is also awesome in the Rabbanim. That's Lachas Man Isura. But if you're going to kasher it the day before Erev Pesach, then it's still Hetera Bola, so according to Rabbeinu Tam, you'll never need Libun. There'll always be enough with Hagola. So the Mechaber Paskin is not like that. He's Machma like the Ramban. That whenever you have a baking tin that has the bli of the chametz directly, that you need libum. But then the Mechaber writes, what if you have a frying pan and I fried, let's say, sometimes spaghetti or noodles? I fried sometimes noodles. So has, and you fry, there's a little bit of oil, but it's not a deep fry that you have 4 inches deep or 12 inches deep of oil. Have a little bit of oil that it shouldn't burn. So that's a machlekes HaRishonim. So some Rishonim say it's enough. With Hagolah, you don't need Libun. So Rabbi Yosef Kara writes, if you have a frying pan that's chametz thick, then there's room to be mekel with Hagolah based on a svek sveka. Maybe the din is really like the Rabbeinu Tam, that for Pesach, if you do Hagolah, kodim is mani surai, everything is called hetera bola, and the issue can be chalan and tam kolish. So you never need Libun whenever you're kashering before this mani surah. And even if you hold like the Ramban, but maybe whenever you have a frying pan, that was a machlokes, whether you need Libun or Hagolah. So maybe it's, in general, maybe it's good enough with Hagolah. It's a sveka de dina. So by Pesach, a frying pan, a covered Pesach, that's a sveka, that it should be enough with Hagolah, so we're mekel. But a frying pan, we didn't get it to treifus, then we're not mekel, because that's a machlokes of Rishonim. Whether if it's not a deep fry, it's just a little bit of oil, is that the same din as the blia being nivla b'emtzos hamayim, Ayidei Mashkim, then it's enough with Hagolah, or is it considered like Ayidei Ho'esh? So then you need Libun. So for real treifus, you would need Libun for a frying pan. But for Chametz Dikah frying pan to make it kosher the Pesach, we would say that that's enough with Libun because of the Sfek Sfek. Maybe Chametz Hetera Bola, and maybe a frying pan is always good enough with Hagolah. Yeah. Yeah, what's the din of nat banat before Pesach means, for example, let's say we made applesauce. L'kavod Pesach, we used a chametz dikah pot that we usually cook soup in. We usually cook soup, a knedlach, and all kinds of chametz dikah stuff. So the big pot has a bli of chametz in it. And the same day that I cooked chametz, I washed it out. It's still a ben yomo. I cooked the apples and I made applesauce for Pesach. In a chametz dikah kli, before it was a chametz dikah kli that was a ben yomo. So the pashta says that should be a nat banat the hetera kodem haPesach. That should be a nat banat because the chametz dikah bliya was nivla into the pot and then I washed it out. And now the chametz dikah bliya goes from the pot into the applesauce And then it's still a week before Pesach. Then I'm going to put the applesauce in the freezer. I'm going to eat it on Pesach. So that's, according to Rabbi Natam, that chametz kodem haPesach is heterabola. So just like he, just like Rabbi Natam holds, you never need libun. It's always good enough with hagola kodem haPesach if you do the kashering before the zman isura, before the al, before chatzayis. So too, the din would be that not by not that terror would be mutter. Mechaber writes like that. If you cook the apple sauce in a fleshik, in a chomiz de kapat, even though the chomiz de kapat was a ben yomo, it's mutter because when it comes Pesach, it's already not by not the hetera, is mutter. It's a tam kolosh, and this chomiz not chal on a tam kolosh. There's a stir in the mechaber. That's the problem. Mechaber writes with machmir for the Ramban that you need libun on chomiz de frying baking tin. If you have a baking tin that you bake the chalas on, all you need is, so the Mechaber writes that you do need libun. We're not making like the Rabbi Natam to say that it's heterabola. Then when you get to not banat, he paskan that it is heterabola. So he's making. He's making la not banat hetera. So it's a stira. So all the nice kelim is that kash. So the pashta says we assume that we really hold like the Rabbi Natam, but we're machmer. That if it's possible to do libun, so then we assist, do like the Ramban, do libun. And the Mishnah Berurah, that was a psak hamakubal for many centuries, that you can kasher a chometz dika kli when it's still ben yomo. Why? The chometz dika blia will go from the chometz dika pot into the water. There's nothing preventing it from going back into the kli, but when it goes back into the kli, it's going to be anad banat. So it's not banat the hetera. The chametz dika blia went into the fork of the knife, and then it went into the water when you do the hagola. Then there's nothing preventing it from going back into the kli. So if you have shishim in the water, keneged the thickness of the fork and the knife, so the chametz dika blia will be bottled the shishim before it has a chance to become chayzer and nivla into the fork of the knife. So then it won't be nivla. It'll be nivla. It'll be already bottled. It'll be bottled the shishim before it'll be nivla into the back, into the knife. But if you don't have shishim in the water, you have hardly any water. So then you have an issue. The chametz digablia, you washed off the fork of the knife. Chametz digablia will go into the water. Then there's nothing preventing it from going back from the water into the fork of the knife. And then so it's going to be treif again. If you don't have shishim, then it's going to be treif again. So the mitigating factor is that we say it's a not bana, the hetera. The blia was in the fork of the knife, then it goes into the water, then it goes from the water back into the knife. So it's a not bana, banat, not bana, banat. So that's hetera bola, we make on that. So that's, so the Shulchan Aruch paskins, by not banat, by Pesach, we make all. Why? Because we assume like the Rabbi Natam that it's a terabola, but then he doesn't accept, he writes like the Ramban that you need libun, and a baking tin you need libun. Why in the world do you need libun? Should be good enough with hagolim. So this is all the nice that can be asked Akasha. So the simple answer is, we're machmer, mikra din, it should really be good enough with hagolah, because chametz kodem haPesach is really a terabola like the Rabbi Natam said, but we're machmer to require a libun. And the Mishnah Berurah reversed the Psak HaMekubal for centuries. Mishnah Berurah says, you should not, whenever you do Hagola on Pesach Dike Kalim, you should wait till the Kli is Eine Ben Yomo. So the Blia will go, when you kashere it, the Blia will go into the water. Then there's nothing preventing the Blia from going back into the fork of the knife. But by the time it'll go back into the fork of the knife, it'll be Chilas HaBlia Levgam. Because the blia was already ain't a ben yomai. A blia ain't a ben yom is nice and tam lev gam. If I have a tray for fork and knife that became chametz dik before Pesach, so then it's, even though now it's ain't a ben yomo, that's the gzera de rabbanon. Gzera ain't a ben yomo, ata ben yomo. You're not allowed to use a tray for kli that's ain't a ben yomo. With the rabbanon, if you'll allow people to use an ain't a ben yomo, they may mix up, they may forget which pot is ben yomo, which is ain't a ben yomo, so they may use a ben yomo. But, so that's the gzeira that they made on the kli she'ena ben yomo, because the tchilas habliya was l'shvach. When the fork and the knife became chametz dik originally, it was a nes and tam l'shvach at that time. So for the first 24 hours, there was a real problem. After 24 hours, nice and tam levgam. So we're machmes, since tchilus ablia was l'shvach. But if you're going to do a hagola, and the tray chometz, the ablia is going to go into the water, then nothing is going to prevent it from going back into the fork and a knife. But now it's going to be tchilus ablia, it's going to be levgam, because it was sitting in the knife for 24 hours. So that ablia became nice and tam levgam. So if tchilus ablia was levgam, then there were never goes around a cliche in the binyom. Xer only was if you have a pot that has a tray for bliya, and the tchilas ablia was lishvach, and it became levgam for sitting in the kli for over 24 hours. Then you make them. Then you say ena ben yoma is lahakel, and that's the chumer midrabbanan. Xer ena ben yoma to ben yoma. But if you did a hagola on the kli sheena ben yoma, so the bliya went into the water, and you don't have shishim, so the bliya is going to go back into the fork and the knife. But then it's going to be tchilas ablia is going to be livgam because the blia was already sitting in the fork of the knife for 24 hours. So the Mishnah Brura reversed the Psak HaMakul for centuries. Everybody was writing that you can kasher chometz dike pots and pans that need kashering. You can kasher if you kasher before chatzos, before the zman isurai. You don't have to be concerned whether you need shishim or not, because it's going to be not banat, banat. The bliya is going to go from the chametz dika fork into the water, going to go back from the water into the fork that used to be the chametz dika fork. Now it's a kosher fork. And it's going to be a not banat, banat. A nice and tam in the fork goes into the water, is tam shein, and then it goes back into the fork, is tam shlishi. It's a not banat, banat. So that's mutter. So the Mishnah Brura reversed the Psak Kamakubo for centuries. He says you should only do Hagola on a Kli, on a Chomiz Dike Kli, if it's an Eina Ben Yomo. Kol's Manas of Ben Yomo, he shouldn't be Mekel on Nat Bar Nat Bar Nat, because he's Machman like the Ramban. The Chomiz but Pesach Chomiz Shmai Olav all year long, and it does not have the din of Heterabola. We say Chomiz, this for sure with Mekel. Chometz, if you have chometz dike cups, let's say you have mugs that are kli cheres and hagola doesn't help. So you have a chometz dike mug, and let's say years ago, chocolate milk used to have flour in it, chometz dike flour. It used to make it thick, and you had to shake it up because the flour would always fall to the bottom. You had to shake up when I was a little boy. So you had to shake up the bottle of chocolate milk because it had flour in it. So it had chametz in it. So let's say you had a mug, a kli cheres, and it had chametz dike chocolate milk in it. So it's balea. They kovish kemavush, it was balea. But it was a blia b'tzainen. So even though it's a kli cheres, but since it has a blia b'tzainen, so you can kasher, they merely be iru. So you soak it, if you're going to soak it in the bathtub, nobody can take a bath for 3 days. So you soak it, you have a bucket of water, you soak it in the bucket for 24 and a half hours, then you change the water, you soak it another 24 hours, another 24 and a half hours. You do mili v'iri gimel yom. So the Shach explained in Yeruday that mili v'iri gimel yom only works if it's a bliya b'tzainen and it's a terabola. So why does it work? Or it's tam yenim, because tam yenim is only a chumra midirabbanan. But mikra din tam yenim has no leg to stand on. So why are we mekel by mili viri gimel yamim by chometz kodem ha-pesach? The answer is because it's really a heterabola. It's really like the rabbin and tam said. It's really a heterabola. So we're mekel on mili viri because we consider it a heterabola. But the Mishnah Brura is machmer not to accept any of the Rabbeinu Tam. Against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch didn't accept the Rabbeinu Tam. He said that you need sometimes libun. Hagol is not good. If you have a baking tin, you need libun. Hagol is not good. If it's really a terrible, Hagol should have been good enough. But when you get to not banat, the mechaba was mekel. So the Mishnah Brura did away with that. He came up, he changed the Psak HaMekubal. He changes a lot of times. He changes the Psak HaMekubal for centuries. He's choshish, he's always machmer so much, always choshish for all of the opinions. There was a theme that was introduced into Psak Halacha by the Hasidei Ashkenaz. That was the late period of the Balei HaTosfos. The Maharam Rutenberg was a Talmud of the Ur Zarua, and he was a Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Seulion, and then he was The Maim Rutmag was the Rebbe of the Rosh and the Mordechai Hagos Maimoni. So that the period of the later Bali HaTosfos was the period of the Hasidic Ashkenaz. The Mishkanes Yankov writes about this historical point in a footnote in the middle of one of the Tshuvas in the Mishkanes Yankov. So he writes that the Hasidic Ashkenaz introduced a new theme into Psak Halacha. Instead of taking a stand, Rashi and Rabbi Natam and the Ri, instead of taking a stand, how to paskin, v'choshesh to be yotze all the shittas. So the Shulchan Aruch has it every so often. They quote such a thing. Let's say the second night Rosh Hashanah, there's a machlekes whether you say Shechiyonah or not. Because 2 days Rosh Hashanah, we call it Yom Arichta. So the Rosh has a machlekes whether he's supposed to say Shechiyonah. So the Maram Rutmer came up with a hanhoge that the second night Rosh Hashanah, you should have either Beget Chodesh or Pi Chodesh, so the Shechiyonah should not be a bracha levatol. If the Shechiyonah goes on the Beget Chodesh or the Pri Chodesh, then it's really a hepsik in between the Kiddush and the drinking of the wine. The way we say Yak Nahaz, Yain Kiddush, Ne'er Abdullah's man, I say Kiddush, and I say Ber Piagofen, and I don't drink the wine till I say a whole bunch of other brachas. Yain Kiddush, Ne'er Abdullah's man, Zman Shechiyonah, Vigimon, Vigon, Lazman, Azeh. So what are you saying Shechiyonah in the middle of the Kiddush for? So if the second night of Rosh Hashanah you need Shechiyonah, that's not a hefsek. If you're concerned that there are Rishonim hold that the second night of Rosh Hashanah is Yom Arichta, and you shouldn't say Shechiyonah, so because of Chashash Bracha Levatola, so you're going to have a Beget Chodesh or Pi Chodesh. So the Shechiyonah is not a Bracha Levatola. So it's not a Bracha Levatola, but it's a hefsek in the middle of the kid. The answer is, we really paskin that you do say Shechiyonah. You don't need the Beget Chodesh. It's only Shem Chomer, the Bracha Levatola. So we have a Beget Chodesh or Pichash, only the Betoris Chomer B'Alma. So this was introduced by the Maharam Rutmerg. And such a Maharam Rutmerg, Benegeh to Chiv Chala. There's a Machlekes Hatanoim in Mishnayis Chala, whether, let's say, you mixed flour with water, and you have Mem Gimel Beitz and Mechomish Beitz, Ashir Isas Midbar, Asiris Aifa. So that's Chai Mechala. What if you mixed it not with water, you mixed it with meperis? You didn't use any water at all, you only used meperis. So that's the machlekes hatanaim. Whether meperis are mitzaref yachad, is it considered a tzirif, the mem gimel beitz and mechemish beitz are mitzaref yachad, the isas midbar, the asiris haifa, is only mitzaref yachad if you have one of the zayim mashkim there. But if you have other meperis, that's a machlekes hatanaim, whether it's mitzaref yachad. So there was a machlekes hatanaim. Then in the days of the early Rishonim, there was a machlokes among the Balei HaTosfos had a paskin. Then in the days of the Orz Zeruah quotes this. Then in the days of the later Rishonim, they had forgotten that it was already a machlokes in the days of the early Rishonim. So they raised the issue again. So the Maram Rutmerg introduced a chumra there that you should never make an isa only with meperis. You should always pour in enough water that the water would have been enough to do the lisha even without any of the meperis. So then, l'chaladeis, it's mitzaref l'chala. And he has a whole list of Rabbi Kanefogel from Stern College published a whole list of over 10 cases that are quoted in Shulchan Aruch where they quote the Maram Rutmerg, introduced this theme into Psak Halacha to try to do things in such a way to satisfy all the opinions. So the Maram Rutmerg did it in around 10 cases, 10, 15 cases. Mishnah Berurah multiplies it by 100. On every other page, he tells you to be machmer for all the shittas under the sun. The Aruch HaShulchan doesn't do like that. The Aruch HaShulchan tells you what the minig is and shayin. Minig is we follow this opinion. Mishnah Berurah totally ignores the minig. That's what people who learned in Radin published, that the things that the Mishnah Berurah says, they didn't even observe that in Radin. They didn't follow those things, even in Yeshiva. They didn't follow those things. Okay, so this is a bit of an introduction to what's coming up. Yeah, so where did we leave off?
Sorry, Rabbi, just to clarify one thing. So Mishnah Berurah, it argues on the Shulchan Aruch by not Bar Nadar, or he has a different pshat on the Shulchan Aruch?
He disagrees with the Shulchan Aruch. He said the Shulchan Aruch is based on the Rabbi Natam, that Chom is Kodim, is Manai, is Heter Bola, so not Bar Nadar, Heter is Mutter. And the Ramban holds that Chom is Kodim, Pesach is Isur Bola. So in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin like the Ramban that you need libun. According to Rabbi Natam, you never need libun on Pesach and Chomes Dikid baking tins. It will always be good enough with Hagola. So because the Shulchan Aruch says you do need Libum, so you have to paskin the Chumrah, then that Barnat is also. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say that. Shulchan Aruch says that if you cook the applesauce, kosher the Pesach applesauce and the Chametz dikapata, it's ben yomo, says in Shulchan Mechaber, right, that it's mutter to use it on Pesach, because not Barnat the Hetera. Chametz Kodim is one of the Hetera Bola. So we're only machmer for the Ramban by to require Liban as opposed to Hagolah. Well, we're not machmer, not banat. So the Mishnah Berurah writes against the Shulchan Aruch. You should be just like my machmer to require Liban. So you should be machmer that not banat is osa. If not banat is osa, then you can't do a Hagolah on a Chometz Dikakli when it's a Ben Yomo, unless you have Shishim. Because if you're not going to have Shishim, what's going to prevent the Chametz Dikabli will go into the water, then it'll come back into the Chametz Dikabat, it'll become Chametz Dik again. Not Banat, the Yisturah is awesome. So we are always Mekel, because not Banat, the Hetera. Chametz Kodim is Man Yisturah is Hetera Bala. So not Banat, the Hetera is Mutam. But the Mishnah Berurah thinks we should be Machma all the way, like the Ramban, that not only they need Libun, but a not Banat of Chametz Kodim HaPesel would also be awesome. So whenever you do Hagolah and Chametz Dikakelim, you have to do the Hagolah on a Klisha Eina Ben Yomo. Or make sure that you have Shishim. Yeah.
Rabbi.
Yes.
Just to ask a question back about the Ran. We're saying that his understanding, you could say for the Rambam about the Tam Kalish, but would it be different by, we applied it to Nosar. Is there room to say that there's a difference between Isur Echila and Nosar?
With respect to woman,
like, does the Ram's pshat necessarily apply to all Isurim?
Yeah. Whenever you have an Issa, so Tam Kolush is sufficient to retain an Issa. The Issa is there already. So even if you do Hagol instead of Libun, a Tam Kolush will remain. Even if they are not Banat, a Tam Kolush will remain. So Tam Kolush of an Issa is enough to retain an Issa. But if something was knocked down to the level of a Tam Kolish, either because not by not, or I did a Hagolah on a Kli that needed Liban, so all that's left is a Tam Kolish. And then I want it to become Treif after I knocked it down to a Tam Kolish. That's what the Ran explained. No, an Issa can't be Chal on a Tam Kolish. But if the Issa was already Chal, a Tam Kolish is sufficient to retain the Issa. If it'll be Nifsa Machilo, so then it's not even a Tam Kolish. Nifsim Tam Lagam, then it's less than a Tam Kolish. Yeah.
But can we apply that to Nosar? Or is Nosar, or can, maybe it's only by Echila, Isur Echila?
Nosar is by Echila and also by Noah, both, yeah. But Nosar is it started off at Terebola, so if you're going to do the Hagola before it becomes Nosar, then it'll be a Tam Kolish, and the Isur Nosar can't be Chalan a Tam Kolish. But if you're going to do the Hagola after it already became Nosar, the Rabbit holds, you always do Marika Shtifa after it already became Noisa. Because Marika Shtifa means you're kashering. What, it doesn't make sense to kasher a kosher kli. You have to wait till it becomes Nipsal Belina. After it becomes Treif because of Noisa, then you have to do Hagolah. That's what the Rabbi holds. You have to wait till it becomes Treif and then do the Marika Shtifa. The Ramam disagrees. Says, no, you do the Hagolah Ekev Achila immediately after you finish eating, before it becomes Noisa. You wait till after it becomes Noisa, well, you won't have the coolest of Heterabah. It'll already be Yisura Bola. So Tam Kolosh of an Yisura Bola is going to be Yasser.
Ready?
Yes.
Is the Mishnah Berurah Machmer Lamaisa on Mila V'Irai also?
No, that he's not Machmer. No. Because that's a Beferish Yerushalmi. Nobody disagrees with that. These two topics, the not Barnat, the Hetera versus the Yisura, and Hagola versus Libun, so this depends on a terrible Yisurbal, and that's a machlag Zabin Atam and the Ramban, and in the Shulchan Aruch, there's a stira. By Libun, the Mechaber is Machma that you need Libun, by not Banat, he's Mekel. So it's a stira. So the Naisi Kenu, Taz has the stira, the Bi'er Agro has the stira. So we usually assume it's only a Chumra that the Mechaber required Libun, but Mikra then it's really a terrible. But in the Mishnah Berurah said the reverse. No, you got to be Machma and everything. But on the Miliyiri, Daddy can't disagree. That's a Yerushalmi. There's no way to reinterpret that. Such as the Dushach and Yerideya and the second Chelik Yerideya. When they talk about doing Miliyiri and barrels that had a Bli of Stam Yenom, so the Shach thinks that Miliyiri doesn't help on a real Isura Bola. Only helps on, it even, Miliyiri even helps on Klicheres. blicheres. Mili rira helps because it's a blia bitzainen, but it's only if it's a blia bitzainen and it's heterabola or it's tam yenum. But if it's a real iser, a surabola, or not a stam yenum, then he says the mili rira will not work. So we really, the whole kula mili rira is along the lines of the Rabbein Tam. That's where Rabbein Tam got it from, that Yerushalmi. Shalmi says the mili rira really works on chametz dik barrels, kodem ha-pesach. That's because we assume it's at Terebala. That he can't reinterpret. That's an often that Yerushalmi said. That he doesn't disagree with. So let's review again. We got to get it straight. There is a Mishnah Chav Chesam and Allah. Chom Mishal Nachri Sh'Avra Alav ha-pesach is Mutta Bachila Mutta Bahanua. Why? So the Gemara quoted Rava. Because Chomet, in the Mishnah it says Shenema, and Rabban says it should say Mishum Shenema. It's a din derabbanan. Because if someone violates by Rabbi Matzah, we make a penalty mid derabbanan, Mishum Shenema, Leival Chochomets. So we say the Chomet Shalom Pesach is only Chemtzel Shal Yisrael. Chemtzel Shal Akam is not. Chemtzel Shal Gavoya is going to be the same Achleikas. If you all like Rabbi Yudah, Chomet Shalom Pesach is an Issa deraisa, even if Chemtzel Shal Gavoya, Chemtzel Shal Akam, it's still going to be awesome. And the same thing, that's on Lama Naman Aleph, the same thing if you have chametz dike kelim in the cabinet. So the, on the blia of chametz in the kli, there's no bayi rabbi matzah. See, if you hold like Reb Shimon, the chametz shall have pesach on the awesome of the rabbanon as a penalty because you violated mishum shenema bayi roya. So then it doesn't apply on chametz dike kelim. It only applies on the chametz that's bien. If it's a balu on the kli, there's no bayi rabbi matzah and there's no din of chametz shall have pesach. But if you all like Reb Yudah, the Chomet Shal HaPesach is an Issa Deraisa. So just like you see by Mariko Shtifa, the Issa Noisa Kemichal Anabliya in a Kli. So the Issa Chomet Kemichal Anabliya in a Kli also. You don't have to have violated by Yerua by Matzah. On a Kli in a Kli, there is no Bal Yerua. So according to Reb Shimon, there's never going to be Chomet Shal HaPesach on a Chomet Dikikelem. So you don't have to sell a Chomet Dikikelem. And you don't have to smash them and throw them out. So that was a machlokes Rav Shmuel. Should we pass on like Rav Yudah? Should we pass on like Rav Shimon? The Chomet Shavu La Pesach is also after Pesach. So we pass on like Rav Shimon. Chomet Shavu La Pesach is only the Rabbanan, the penalty of the Rabbanan. So, yeah. Then we discussed yesterday, Asra de Rav. Rav is the more the Asra. And Rav holds la halacha like Rav Yudah. The Chomet Shavu la Pesach is awesome in HaTorah. So even Chemtzu Shalakum will also be awesome in HaTorah. We don't pascha like Rav. We hold Chemtzu Shalakum is mutabanua, like the Mishnah said. Chemtzu Shalakum, it's only a penalty with the Rabbana. Penalty was only made if a Jew violated Bal Yerah. If a guy had it in the house, he didn't violate anything, there is no din of Chomet Shavu all of HaPesach. So that was the machlekes Rav Shmuel. So Shmuel happens to be Ba'asrei de Rav. He was in Rav's community. And every year in Rav's community, the Balabatim will throw out all of the klicheres, all of the chometzdikah klicheres that they had, all the earthenware kelim, because he can't do hagola on earthenware kelim. And the Yisra chometz is chal on a bli and the kli. So all the pots and pans, everything became tray, so they had to throw them out. So we don't pass like that. We pass, and it's only Chomet Shal HaPesach only also. Someone violated by Yerua. There is no by Yerua and Blias Kelim. Just like there's no by Yerua and Chomet Shal Akum and Shal Gavoya, there's no by Yerua and Blias Kelim either. So that's we pass straight away like Shmuel. But when Shmuel happened to be visiting in Rav's community, Asr de Rav Havi, he's not allowed to contradict the Morda Asr, the Balabatim HaMuchif, to follow the local Orthodox rabbi. Rabbi holds a dinner like Rav Yudah. So they're stuck. So they can't buy Chomet Shalakum. Sha'aval about Pesach. Yeah. That's what the Gemara said. So then the Gemara has a machlekes shitosam. They both, Rav Shmuel, both hold the dinners that mim mimina b'mashahu. Mim mimina b'mashahu is only when it's lach balach. When it's yavish b'yavish, the whole topic doesn't apply. The old machlekes Rabbi and Rabbanu, where the min min of b'mashu min min is batel is only when it's lach balach. So, and that's a big machlekes. So Rashi writes on our daf that we should paskan like Rabbi Yudah, the min min of b'mashu. Because Rava seems to hold like that. He says the din b'mashu hukirav, the top two lines on Lamed Amud Aleph. He says the din is like Rav, that the mimina b'mashu, and chometz shalva pesach is deraisa. So we make a gzera, mim b'shein amino ata mim amino. Make a gzera de rabbanon. So even mim b'shein amino, if you have a kli, she'ena ben yomo, you have a chometz dika kli cheres, she'ena ben yomo, so if you would have cooked, mim b'shein, let's say, how did it become chometz? I used it for spaghetti. I once used it for a little bit of spaghetti. And now I want to cook, after Pesach is over, I want to cook something else. So if I'm going to cook spaghetti now, so the spaghetti that I cooked before Pesach is Chometz Shavuot Pesach. Spaghetti I'm going to cook today is going to be mimimina, the flavor of the spaghetti that's oser, because Rav holds halachic beauty here. Chometz Shavuot Pesach is an isa deraisa, even if nobody violated Bal Yuah Baimatz. So even on the Bli Askelim, when there is no Bal Yuah, still, the Issa Chometz is Chal on the Bli and the Kli. So that's why Rav holds, you have to throw out all the Chometz Dik and pots and pans, because you can't do Hagola. Can you do Libun on the Kli Cheres? Can you do Libun? Hagola does not. What about Libun? So that's a Gemara that Libun does help. Here, it's a Gemara here. A Gemara says, Ibaisem Ahabaha Bishal Cheres. Zehasek mevnim, zehasek mibachutz. Gemara said, Hesek, Libun does help on a klicheris, only Hagola. Atarid al Hagola, that it doesn't help. And the Tosis quotes the Tosis on Amidbeis, Laman Amidbeis de Maschal, Atarid Hiido. So Tosis quotes from Perek Damchata, Sav Tzadik Vavim and Aleph. The Gemara asks Parech, the Gemara asks the Kasha, you see, it's around 12 lines into the Tosis. So they quote a Gemara from Zochim, Dav Tzadik Vav. If you have a tray for kli in Yerushalayim, so why don't you put it into an oven, and the tray for kli will become kashid, even though Hagola doesn't help on kli cheres. But if you put it back into a kil, put it back into a big oven, so libun will help. Put it back. How do you convert? There's a din. There's clay adoma and there's clay cheres. Klei Adom is not mekabel tumah. The Gemara said there are three kinds of kelim: klei galolim, klei avonim, and klei adom. Not mekabel tumah. Period. Not min hatorah. Not min derabban. But if it's a klei cheres, then it is mekabel tumah. So what's the difference between a klei cheres and a klei adom? That a klei adom is not mekabel tumah at all, and a klei cheres is mekabel tumah from the inside, not from the outside, and it doesn't help tefillah b'mikvah. So the answer is a klei adom means I made it out of earthenware material. And I didn't bake it out in an oven. But if I bake it in a special oven in a kiln, K-I-L-N, I bake out the kli adoma in an oven specially made for baking, then it becomes a kli cheres. Then it is mekabel tumah, then it becomes a kli cheres. So the Gemara asks in Zvachim, and that's not Igvav, Tosfos quotes it. Lehadrinu li kivshoinis. If you have a tray for kli cheres in Yerushalayim, why don't you put it back into a furnace and do libun on it? And libun does help. Only hagola does not, but libun does help, even on kli cheres. But my kaderes b'migdish yishavru. That's the Gemara's kasha in Zvachim Daf Tzadik Vav. In Zvachim Perek Tam Chatas Daf Tzadik Vav. Why does the Gemara say yishavru if you have tray for kelim? That you cook carbonis and kli cheres, you can't kasher, and be clean nechoshes b'shol amark b'shut b'mayim. Rika shtifa hagola helps on kli nechoshes, but hagola doesn't help on kli cheres. So the Gemara says, all right, hagola doesn't help, but do libun. So the Gemara answers, mishani, and for the Gemara, the answer is lefi shein kivshanis b'Yerushalayim. Why? Because if you have kishanis, then it's going to be smoke all over the place, and you're going to be polluting the air. And you want Yerushalayim should be a beautiful, clean city, so you don't allow kivshanis. Oh, yevsh kivshanis, shor b'chazor l'kivshanis. But if you do libun, then you can do libun and a klicheret. So that's Tosfos kasha. How can that be? How can the Gemara say over here, Iboy seme idi di idi is a klicheret? What did the Gemara say? One is Tanush al Matechas, one is the Kederish al Cheris. Kederish al Cheris, you can't kasha. Then the Gemara says, Ibai Seyma, no, Hob Shal Cheris. You can kasher. You can do libun. If you do authentic libun on the klicheris, that's treif. So then it'll become kosher. So the Gemara says it over here. There is such a thing as libun on klicheris, and it's the same thing in the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Sarigvav. If you do libun, it will be good. So this is a kasha that Tosfos and the Rishonim deal with. How can the Gemara assume that libun is good? What happened? Hatorah hid al klicheris. So how can the Gemara make such a statement that if you do libun, it will be good? So there are basically two answers on the kasha. Tosfos answer here. Tosfos here gives the answer, and the same Tosfos appears in Zvachim on Daf Tzadigvav. Here, Rabbi Tzalal Ranshbur, and letter Aleph tells you, look in the Tosfos in Zvachim, they give the same answer as here. And the Ra'or in the Berak HaBayis gives a different answer. The Rashbor and the Ra'or are learned by the Ramban. So the Rashbor wrote a sefer Toras HaBayis. The whole Yeredei Chelek Aleph is patterned after the Rashbor's Toras HaBayis. You have Hilchas Shchita, Hilchas Malicha, Hilchas Basa B'cholim, Tarubis, and Hilchas Dogim, Dogim Tmeim, Hilchas Shvatzim, everything exactly the way it appears in the Rashbor's Toras HaBayis. Everything is patterned after that. Different sections of Shulchan Aruch are patterned after different Rishon. That's what we said. A lot of sections of Chayshim Mishpat are patterned after the Sefer HaTrumos. Sefer HaTrumos was a Talmud of the Ramban. And he often quotes Ravids that we have no other source for, because the Ravid lived over there, so they heard a lot of Chidushim from the Ravid. And then you have a lot of sections of Shulchan Aruch, everything is straight from the Rambam, word for word from the Rambam. Then you have a lot of Hilchas Avelus is based on the Rosh and the Ramban. Different sections of Shulchan Aruch are based on different Rishon. So anyway, so here the Rashbo wrote a sefer that's called Toras HaBayis, has all the din in the whole Yeredei Chelek Aleph. This pattern after the Rashbo's Toras HaBayis. And then the Ra'or, Rabbarna Levi, was also Talmud of the Ramban. So he disagrees every other page. He disagrees with something that the Rashbo wrote in the Toras HaBayis. So the Tosfos and the Ra'or both work on this kasha. How can the Gemara say that a klicheris, libun, will help? What happened to the fact that Torah heidal klicheris, Torah testifies, and klicheris, and yetzimi dey dofi liyolam? There's no way to remove the whole bliya. So how can the Gemara say that libun helps? So the Ra'or, Baran Alevi, gives an answer. He says the role of libun is not the same as the role of hagola. Hagola, you're trying to be machlit the Yisr. That you should separate, you should remove the iser from the pot. You do hagola and burning hot water, so you remove the iser from the pot. Then the Gemara says, with respect to hagola, hatorah hid al klicheres, sheni yetzmi dey dofi liyolam. We have no right to assume that all of the treif of bliya will come out the first time you do a hagola. May come out a little bit the first time, a little bit the second time, a little bit the third time. So you'll never know that you're clean. You never know that the kli no longer has any trade for kli. Never know when you're finished, but the kli cheres. That's the Gemara. So the Ra'or says that's only by Hagola because you're trying to be maflit the Yisr from the doifan akli into the water. But by Libun, it's a different idea. Star for bim komo. Not that Libun accomplishes that you heat the kli till it spits out the treifa tam. No, that's not what's happening. The Libun is sarif the bliya bim komo. So hatara heya kalcheresh and a yotze midei doifil yoylam. The Torah says that there's no stunt, there's no way to get the bliya to leave the doifan hakli. But the Gemara didn't say this. The Torah never said there's no way to succeed in burning it sarf bimkom. If you do libun, it will be sarf bimkom. Only hagola is supposed to be maflit the bliya. Atari hakli cheres, that hagola does not, but libun helps because sarf bimkom. Taisa doesn't give that answer. Taisa does not give that answer. So Taisa gives a very surprising answer. They say that since the way you manufacture klicheris is by firing them up in a kiln, you ask your mothers. They go to special classes where they make pottery. where they make kli cheres and they make designs on it, and then they spray on the glass, and then they put it in the in this burning hot oven to convert it from a kli adoma into a kli cheres. So the Tosis says, since that's the way you manufacture the kli cheres, you make it, you change it from a kli adoma into a kli cheres. So when you do hachzor likiv shoynes, when you take a tray for kli cheres and you put it back into the oven, you do libun. It's not that libun works. Libun is parim chadosh es bo'olakan. It's considered as if it's a new kli, because that's the way they manufacture kli cheres, by the final touches when you put it into the oven. So it's considered as if it's a new kli. So the question is, what does it help if it's a new kli? But it still has the tray for bliya, and Tosis thinks the tray for bliya doesn't come out. So apparently, what do you mean the tray for bliya? You can't be sure that the whole tray for bliya came out. When you have a kli cheres and you do hagola, a little bit of the tray for bliya may come out of the hagola. Then every couple of days you'll cook some more of the tray for bliya will come out. So it may make everything tray. You don't know when it's coming out, when it's not coming out. So even if you do libun, the role of libun is to be maflit, the tray for bliya. And you don't know whether it's all going to come out right away, but it's considered as if panim chadosh. What does help panim chadoshes? Means Tosis seems to hold that not banat the yisur is only an isa derabanan. We usually assume that not banat the yisur is an isa deraisa, that tam kolish is enough to retain an isa. You can't have an isa chala on a tam kolish, but it's sufficient to, if there already is an isa, so it's enough to retain the isa that's already there from before. So Tosis says, yeah, that's only mederabanan. In our Torah, when you have not, that's a diun in the Prima Godim. Whether not by not, the Yisur is a din deraisa, a din derabanan, is a diun in the Prima Godim. So this Tosfos seems to hold beferish that not by not, the Yisur is only mederabanan. But in our Torah, it's really muta. In our Torah, it's really muta. It's the Tam Sheni. And if it's a, if it looks like a panim chadosh, a bolakan, so it's a new kli, so it doesn't bother me. This is not the same kli that it used to be. Like the Rambam writes, a person does tshuva, says, Ani ish acher, I'm a different person and I don't deserve any punishment for the averas that the other person did. That, it was the same person. But he says, Ani ish acher. So here it's a panim chadosh, it's a different kli. So the din of not banat isur is also only if it's the same kli that it used to be. But if it's a panim chadosh, it's a different kli, then there's no din derabbanan of not banat isur. It's a chidush and tesis. A chidush and tesis. Yeah. But the Avdeneza has a tshuva where he writes the accepted opinion is not like Tosis. We assume that not by not the Yisur is a real Isa deraisa. And the reason why Libun works by Kli Cheres is because the role of Libun is not to be maflet the Yisur. Haftar ha'ida that it's never going to be maflet. We can't rely that it's maflet everything. That the reason why the Libun works on the Kli Cheres is because it's sorfa bimkamo. Maybe tomorrow we'll continue some more on these topics. This is important topics in Yeridim. So we still have to do, we didn't do the Gemara, we didn't finish the whole Gemara on Lamed Amid Aleph. There's an important sif in Shulchan Aruch HaMet. Then we have to do Amid Beis, Lamed Amid Beis. Okay, I apologize. I have to end this year early. I have to take care of something else. Get together tomorrow. Good, B'li Nedar.